Chapter 21. The next afternoon, Val watched as Zelos and Zell linked up the three new computers to share the internet over the new broadband cabling. He had tinkered with his computer already, so it proudly displayed a dark, menacing screensaver. "Done," Zell said with a sigh. "Now for the true test, Zell Goddess," Zelos said. He madly typed on the other computer and shouted gleefully, "Mine's up! Try yours!" Val watched what Zell did, then left Zelos' room to bang away at his own keyboard, until he was on the internet as well. "Yo, Zell, now how do I find my mail account?" Zelos was busy typing for the next half hour, so when Val was satisfied that his computer and him were in harmony once again, Zell entered the kitchen to throw together some late lunch. He still needed to get that car taken care of somehow. "Hey, guys." He broached the subject, food in hand. "Zelos has an eye appointment in a bit, and I was wondering, Val, would you come with me to look over cars?" "Cars?" Val looked away from his terminal and sandwiched long enough to answer. "Yeah, sure. After I eat?" Zell nodded, then checked with Zelos. "You cool with that? You do your eye thing while we look at cars. Anything interesting, and we'll take you back to look too, all right?" "Good. We leave in 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Got it." Zelos smiled. 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Zell corrected him and went back to the kitchen to clean up. "Oh, Zelos, you talk to the Gabrievs about that dinner we're doing for them?" "Oh, tonight? Thanks for giving me such long notice. I certainly have no need of any lead time to plan, shop for, and prepare." "Calm down, Zell Goddess. You don't have to do anything. I said I'd take care of everything, and I did. Reservations are for 7:30, at Chaise Pair. Tie and jackets required." Zell shivered with the rapid release of tension. "Oh, well, good. That's taken care of, then. All I have to do is change clothes. Thanks. "Time to trot," Zelos chortled through the house on his way out the door. "He's in a good mood," Val pointed out unnecessarily, "which can only mean that he's up to something." Zell finished for him. "Let's go. Thinking about it will only make it worse, you know." "Worse? Worse than what? Worse like getting our house burned down and losing everything we own?" "Maybe." Zell punched Val in the back to get him to move out the door. "But not worse than losing your head." "If I lost my head, I wouldn't have to think about it anymore." Val growled a bit, then left the house for his car, where Zelos was already climbing into the back. "Good point. Can you think of anything you'd rather lose and feel better?" "My temper?" "Too short term. You have to think about futures and internationally these days." Zell smiled and fell into the front passenger seat. "What, like foreign money? I've gotta lose something I value, but maybe don't even got yet. Somewhere's far off, just to feel good? You're nuts too, Zell baby." Val huffed and started the car. "So, where's the eye doctor?" "Fourth star to the right, and straight on till morning," Zellos howled from the back. "Ah, shit, you're full of it, too." An hour later, Zelos flew out of the office breathless. "Val? Zell Goddess? Hey, look, what do you think?"
"You still got two of them,"
Val noted.
"Two? Oh, eyes. How clever you are." Zell Goddess giggled. "No, look closer."
"I'd rather not," Zell muttered. Unfortunately, he had no choice. The moment he opened his eyes next, a very strange pair of purple ones were merely inches from his own.
"Gah! Zelos, back off. Gods, what's with your eyes? Cool, huh?"
Val moved in for a closer look. "Your pupils are slits, not round. No shit.
I've always wanted these contacts, and now, what with countless piles of money wasting away in my parents' coffers, all for me to spend on frivolous trinkets and trendy knick-knacks."
Zelos left off, distracted by the office staff, to sign his credit card statement.
Well, now we know, Val said in a low voice. Perhaps. It could just be the beginning, warned Zell. Who knew Zelos best of all? I think more is to come, but that's just me. Mr. Doom and Gloom.
So, how did you guys fare? Zelos asked giddily. Find yourself a car yet?
I think so. Want to look? Zell offered.
Yeah, but I don't think a car is for me right now. I can always borrow one of yours, right?
Val nodded, and Zell sighed, and they all followed a lady carrying a runny-nosed tot out the door. Zell, to everyone's utter shock, chose a sleek silver sports car, a convertible to boot. Nothing practical or modest. Or cheap. Later that evening, the boys dressed to kill.
And I bet you expect me to squeeze into that tiny little cramped back seat, Zelos whined.
Val, who was already in the only comfortable passenger seat, and Zell was yanking on fingerless driving gloves.
Yes, and be quiet about it, Zell said to his best friend. But I'll wrinkle my best suit.
Stretch out your legs along the entire seat. That's right, sit sideways.
Such a clever boy, Zelos.
Zell ribbed him a little.
Asshole, Zelos grumbled. You got this knowing I can't drive a stick shift.
You can learn.
Yeah, I learned your nickname.
Zell shot his hand around and punched his best friend.
I'll give you one.
But it was a half-hearted threat. He was in too good a mood right then to care, and he was just kidding around. And he knew Zelos was, too. And Zelos knew that he knew, like brothers. The dinner was intended to thank Gowri and his parents for all they'd done for them. Val made a heartfelt speech pointing out the terrific job they'd done on their house in their absence.
The place is, like, new. Perfect. I know my mama would have liked it, and that's like a dream coming true for me. Now we want to put on a deck and a hot tub and stuff out back.
Zelos thanked them from his heart as well for allowing their son to come to his aid.
I don't know from where you draw your strength, but it must have cost you a lot to just let him help him take off, to face life-threatening danger like you did. If you'd stopped my friends, I know I wouldn't be here to thank you tonight.
Zelgata spoke of his long friendship with Gowri, their combined suffering, and of Gowri's valor and steadfastness throughout all their insane adventures.
And through it all, you've been my surrogate family. Mrs. Gabriev is like a mother to us all these days. I know you've refused monetary reimbursement from us, but remember, we'll always be grateful.
The rest of the evening was less somber as the food arrived and the conversations picked up. The kids spoke of their plans, short-term only. Nothing past the start of school. They had found by past experience that their futures were just too uncertain to set their hearts on a firm plan. Graduation, that was it.
Well, sorta.
Gowri mentioned the birthday party coming up.
We gotta get them something. Val, you know Philia better than me. What do you think?
Val actually blushed at the question,
then mumbled, "We'll talk later, dude." There's the Battle of the Bands Lena's roped us all into doing, Zell muttered.
Speaking of bands, Zelos said, Nuriko's going to be ready for their next gig, so I'm off the hook.
Thank the gods, Zell chuckled. Don't get me wrong, you did great, but I don't think I could have sat through another one of their teeny bopper concerts.
Tell me about it, Zelos gasped. It was awful when all those girls came screaming and squealing over for an autograph. I don't know if I could have taken it much longer.
He made an overly dramatic mock faint, then straightened out giggling.
I was referring to the music, Zell said in a clipped manner.
Zelos stuck out his tongue. Kiki's moving back, Zelos announced, pulling that tidbit out of thin air. Her parents are going to build on the lot. where the house burned down. He turned to Mr. Gabriel to add, I gave them your company's number and a recommendation. Zell shot him an anxiety-filled look, then glanced in Val's direction. Val said nothing, but nodded and returned to telling Mrs. Gabriel about his backyard ideas. Maybe it was all in his head. Maybe he could just sit back and relax. Maybe Zelos could make it on his own. Maybe it was Zelgadis that needed to see a shrink for his overactive angst. Mr. Gabriel talked at length about house designs and good planning from the start. He would enjoy meeting Kiki's family, too, should they call him.
Have you ever built a production studio? For music?
Zelos asked him, changing the subject on him for the 15th time. Zell heard that and turned to listen.
What now?
Well, no, but it's not difficult. Why?
The older man asked.
I'm scouting around for a location to build one, and when I do, I have some ideas for what I'd like. Our last visit to Macross Studios in Atlas City taught me one thing. I can do better.
Zelos smiled.
Oh, joy. Zell had tried to suppress that, but it had simply escaped. Probably with his will to live and Zelos's mind.
At least, now he had a better idea what Zelos had flying and banging around the inside of that messed-up head of his. Not bad things, thankfully. So why did Zell feel like he had been through hell and back already that evening? Oh yeah, he was having dinner out with Zelos. Of course. And everything was just getting back on course. What course was that, though?
It's the dessert course. Zelos chortled with glee. Of course.
Zell stared at him. He hadn't said anything aloud.
Maybe he does read minds?
Mrs. Gabriel looked over the boys at the table and smiled. Such good boys they were, after all. Her son had such good judgment in friends. So, Zelos, tell me, are you going back to work at the shrine?
Yes, but I haven't called to tell them my plans. I know the first thing I'll be asked is my schedule.
Which, Zelgadis?
Yes.
Do we start on Monday? At the university?
Yeah, summer vacation is over tomorrow for us, I'm afraid.
That's too bad, Mrs. Gabriel commiserated. But it will only be in the mornings, correct? So you can still have fun after lunch together next week.
Fun? What's that? Zell whispered.
Zelgadis Greywords! Gowrie's mother snapped. You can't begin to tell me you don't have fun with your friends.
He smiled a bit embarrassed. I do. I bought a car today.
Gowrie perked up. Yeah? Is it outside? You gotta show me.
Zell had already collected the bill and paid it, so they could go any time. Gowrie's father stood and pulled out the chair for his wife.
Well, thank you boys for the nice dinner. Gowrie, go on out and look, then meet us back at our car, all right, son?
Yeah, thanks.
Gowrie loped up to Zelgadis and said,
Is it out front or in the back?
Val chuckled. Don't get too excited, dude. You won't even be able to fit in it.
He's going to teach me to drive it.
Zelos smiled. He watched Zell shyly open up his new car and show Gowrie the inside.
I don't know why, Zell was explaining. I've never spent money on anything, so...
It's okay, Zell,
Gowrie said to reassure him. He eased first one, then the other long leg into the confined space, and then settled into the soft, subtle leather seat.
You've got the right to have whatever you want, and not have to justify it to me or anyone. You know, I wouldn't trade my life for you guys, even for this car. But I'd think about it.
Gowrie let out a small laugh. Zell relaxed. No, even I wouldn't if I was given the choice.
You can go for those treatments now. For the scars, if you want to.
Gowrie said softly. I know. I'm just not sure I want my cure anymore. I'm getting used to being me. Does that make sense to you? Zell asked.
Sure does. You got that elf thing going for you now.
Gowrie chuckled.
Hey, are you going to sit in there all night? Val asked. I got things to do.
Oh, well, bye. See you later. Practice.
Gowri unfolded himself from the car, waved, and moved off to find his folks. Zell started the car, rubbed his hands over the steering wheel in a caress.
So, where are we going? Val grinned.
Yeah, let's go for a drive, Zelos agreed.
All right, but after that, it's grocery shopping, Zell shouted.
No!
Do you see that cute chick?
Zelos whispered to Zell as they pushed into the classroom. Zelgadis dumped his heavy backpack onto the floor and glanced around the room quickly.
No.
Up by the desk.
Zell took his seat and looked again.
You meet the grad student teaching our class? Her name is Eris.
You know her?
Zelos panted.
Why don't I know her if you know her?
Because I met her last summer, when I was working for the chemistry department. Computer work dealing with...
I don't want to hear about your work,
Zelos hissed. Tell me about Eris. She's one of my father's minions. This will be her second year.
She's 25?
Zelos gasped. Now, Zell should have just let his friend think that and settle down. But Zell wasn't awake enough to think that all through.
Younger. She was a kid genius, qualified for early admissions to the university. Whizzed through undergrad work. Rezzo spotted her and shoved her into his graduate program.
Zell took a breath and dug into his backpack for something to write on and with.
Really?
Zelos smiled. Zell didn't look at him, or he would have noticed the stars in his friend's cat-like eyes.
I can introduce you if you want,
Zell was saying, as he reached for his planner to check the day's date.
Now?
Hmm? Zell looked up to find Zelos already on his way to the front of the room.
Oh, he sighed, and followed his friend.
Zelgadis, you're in this class? The pretty young woman asked as she stood at her side.
Yeah, we ran out of things to take at school. If the paperwork goes through, we'll be in the same early admissions program you went through by winter, or, at worst, by next fall,
Zelgadis explained.
We?
Eris shot a questioning look over to Zelos.
Hi, he smiled. He's including me in those schemes. I'm Zelos.
Zelos held out his hand and took hers, intending to shake it. But he just stood there, held it, and stared.
Zelos, well, it's nice to meet you.
She smiled back. Zell noticed that she hadn't tried to pry her hand loose, either.
Oh, joy, he sighed. Well, I suppose you have to start class, so we'll be getting back to our seats. Zelos?
A punch to his arm, and Zelos relinquished Eris's hand and returned to the back of the room. The rest of the class was still filing in.
Stop grinning, Zell snapped at his friend.
Wow,
Zelos replied. Oh, dear gods, please, it's only the first day here, Zelos.
Zelos?
Zelos! I hate to burst your dream bubble, but I think she's got a boyfriend already.
Zelos shot him a deadly glare.
Rumigan.
Who?
Zelos asked.
Vermigan, you met him. He's another of Rezzo's slaves. He drove the Vulfeed clan elder around,
Zell said with a flip of his hand. Zelos regained his smiling countenance.
I see. A little healthy competition, eh?
But before Zell had a chance to retort, Eris began passing out the class syllabus and explaining the course structure and grading. This is Chemistry 110, she began. It's been combined with the 101 class due to shortcuts. For those of you wondering why you're here, I'll grade and adjust the material accordingly. She lectured for a short time, answered questions, and then ended the class 5 minutes early.
wait for me.
Zelos whispered to Zell. He instantly disappeared and reappeared at Eris's side. Zell decided that if his friend was determined to get disappointed, there was nothing he could do. He stuffed his things into his binder and looked up. He was curious how different this class would be from the one he and Zelos thought they would be taking, and hoping that they wouldn't have to purchase a different book. Although, he wouldn't mind returning to the university bookstore sometime soon to check out the art supplies. His musing was cut off when Zelos's hovering shape bobbed nearby. What was it that Lena had said about Zelos? Geeking around like a moth?
Yes.
Zelos was smiling.
Still, can I borrow your car?
When?
Tonight?
Tonight?
Tonight, please?
All right, if you pass your test with me driving home from here now. Deal?
Okie dokie.
Zelos skipped off to have another word with Eris, then joined Zell on his walk out to his car.
Well, I've got a date. With her.
Zelos giggled and danced at the same time.
Zell blinked. That's great.
Zell hoped he would leave Lena alone, and then Gowrie could lead a stress-free existence.
Where are you going? Dinner, and I haven't thought past dinner.
Dinner's probably enough for the first date. Check out the school weekly, though, for films and shows. There's usually something happening on campus, and it doesn't cost much. Zell picked up a copy of the paper from the top of the stack and handed it over to Zelos.
Thanks, Zelos said, for being such a great friend to me. Oh, Zell Goddess, I'm taking a girl I just met out, and a year ago I didn't even have a friend.
His excitement was spreading over to Zell Goddess.
Hey, well, you're welcome. So, what are you going to wear? Want to go get something new?
A year ago, the thought of buying new clothes wouldn't even have occurred to him, so Zell wouldn't have to dream of asking a friend such a question. Now, he was suggesting it and offering to go with Zelos.
Should I drive to the mall? Zelos asked. You don't mind? I have nothing better to do. Here,
Zell said, and tossed the keys to his sports car to his thrilled friend.
You can get me a cup of coffee. Then we have to get home before Gowrie has to wait. Remember? He's picking up your old drum kit set from Amelia's, and you're supposed to help him set it up for Joey.
Ah, now you remember.
And you can tell him about your date. Should we look for something for the birthday girls while we're at it?
Good. Then this will have been worth our going there. Gowrie was sipping iced tea and cramming sugar cookies into his mouth with Amelia when Zelos and Zell drove up.
Waiting long?
Zell asked.
Nah, had to get away, or I'd be put to work, Gowrie said with a smile. I've been cleaning out the basement for days as it is. Oh, and remind me to thank you for that one, Zelos.
I didn't know, Zelos assured his friend, when I suggested to your mom that the basement could be turned into a practice room for Joey. I figured it was already a room. Zelgadas was showing Amelia what he and Zelos had bought for Philia and Sophiel.
Hey, Gowrie, want to go in on this with us? Zell asked. No, thanks. I'm letting Lena get something for Sophiel, and Val's got something in mind for Philia. He was too... Well, he wants it to look like it's not just from him, I guess.
I think these chains are really nice, Mr. Zelos. You two have good taste in jewelry,
Amelia commented.
Actually, Zelgadas picked them out. He had the eye for all kinds of adornments,
Zelos said, winking at Zell. He liked to tease his friend about his secret earring fetish whenever he could.
It was my idea, however. I'm just full of good ideas these days. Oh, I haven't told you my good news. I made a date with a really cute girl.
Who also happens to be teaching our chemistry class, Zell pointed out. So don't screw things up until the class is over, all right? He smirked at Zelos, who just laughed in return.
Eris, Zell continued for Amelia's benefit mostly.
although he couldn't miss Gowrie's sudden interest in the conversation.
You met her last summer, or at least you might remember her as one of the only female grad students of Rezzo's. She has short, spiky black hair, and she has brown eyes, and is almost as tall as Philia, Zelos added.
That's wonderful, Mr. Zelos,
Amelia said, with a bubbly hug to match her mood.
Where are you taking her?
I don't know, he shrugged.
Gowrie ran a hand through his bangs, pushing them out of his eyes.
Well, we ought to get started if you want lunch thrown in. Thanks, Amelia, for the drinks and stuff.
As he and the other two boys lugged the drum parts out to his pickup, he told them about his morning.
Going up and down the stairs from the basement will be good exercise for Joey. My legs sure are hurting. It stays pretty cool down there, but come winter, I may have to hook up a heater for him. I finished insulating the ceiling so no one should hear him.
He's excited, I take it, Zell asked. This time, he didn't mind so much being the meat in the middle of the bench seat, since Zelos wasn't large and was scrunching up to the door to give him breathing room.
Joey? Oh, yeah, better watch out, Zelos. He's pretty intense about this, and, hey.
Gowrie rolled down the window all the way and leaned out to shout,
Lena, we're dropping off the kit for Joey. Wanna help? There's lunch?
He added, just in case. Lena may have been leaving her house to walk over to his place, but she might have been on her way someplace else. No reason leaving that last possibility open.
Hey, yeah, sure. Go on, I can walk a couple of blocks. I ain't cramming myself in front with those bums.
She laughed and waved them away. She needed the exercise, and the day was fine, especially if there was lunch at the end of it. Joey had just turned 13 and was all of 5'8" tall, towering over most of his classmates, much like his older brother. When he met them at the door, Zell and Zelos had to remind themselves that he was just a kid, gangly and goofy. He still wore his hair in a strawberry blonde imitation of Zelos's, and was trying desperately not to look too excited.
Can I see one?
He begged Gowrie, who was carrying the bass drum.
When it's set up. Now get out to the truck and find something to carry, his older brother instructed him.
Zell, can I see one?
Certainly, but you have to carry your share first. Take these cymbals, Zell told him.
Zellos, can I see one? Just one?
Yeah, Zellos said with a smile.
Zellos was the easy one to distract, Joey found out. The older boy unsnapped a case and pulled out a sparkly purple snare drum. It made a sizzling sound as he shook it.
These are the snares, with the coiled wires that make that rattling sound, Zelos explained. That other side of the drum is the batter's side. There was a time when the skin was not plastic, but real cow or veal skin for the thinner snare. The drum makers would hang out around the stockyards where the cows were slaughtered to...
If you two don't mind... Zell stood over them, arms crossed and glaring from his one visible eye, the other being hidden by a fall of wiry hair.
It's hot and getting hotter, and I, for one, will not schlep alone.
Sorry.
Zellos smiled up at his friend. He stuffed the drum back into its case and pushed it on Joey.
It's all yours.
He then skipped off to see what remained to be unloaded. By this time, Lena reached her goal.
Hey! You guys about done?
Almost, Zelos smiled. Here's the hardware bag. Come on and see the basement.
How come you're going downstairs empty-handed? Zell asked as Lena and Zelos joined him in the basement.
Gowrie was setting down his case and turned to look who was there.
Lena, I'll go check on lunch. Wanna come?
Sure. Hey, this place looks great, Joey. I'll tell you what. After lunch, these guys can come over to my place and bring over some beanbag chairs. How about that?
Lena beamed.
Wow, Lena! Yeah!
Joey beamed. I am not carrying any more until he does something, Zell announced, pointing at Zelos.
I'm showing Joey how to set it up, Zelos retorted.
Fine, then you'll be two drums short. Zelos met Zell's determined stare. Zell was not budging.
Okie dokie, little brother.
Zelos grinned and ruffled Zell's hair on his way back up the stairs. Joey ended up carrying the pedal and throne, while the other two guys lugged the last of the drum cases down into the basement. Gowrie and Zelgadis brought down lunch, while Lena watched Zelos and Joey. Zelos patiently took the younger boy step by step through the setup process, explaining how to make adjustments as they went along.
You sure know a lot about this stuff, Joey said with admiration.
I do, because Val taught me, and I listened. If you ever have a question about equipment and can't reach me, try Val. He doesn't bite, and he's full of information.
Zello stopped to eat a few bites of his sandwich.
Before the others interrupt us, I want to show you some things. Oh, first, show me what you've been practicing.
They had been so intent on their business, Zelos and Joey hadn't noticed the others leave. Or return.
Yeesh! Lena yelled down to the basement. We've already been to my house and back and you're still pounding away? Hey, heads up! We're throwing these beanbags down, so get ready!
Zelos stood up and used his body to shield the drums from any possible collisions with the oncoming beanbag chairs.
Stop! How many do you have there?
Just one more, Lena said with a laugh. Luna and I cleaned out the dorms earlier this summer and came up with a dozen of these.
Zell said there wasn't room for any at your new place, so it looks like Joey here gets them all.
Hey, that's a pretty good pile. Don't move.
Lena took a flying leap from the middle of the staircase and landed squarely in the middle of the soft cushions with a yelp of delight. Joey joined her for a few jumps himself, while Gowrie and Zell returned to the kitchen for a can of pop.
Bring me something, she shouted after their receding forms.
They returned, Gowrie with a can of cherry soda for Joey, and a couple root beers for Lena and himself. Zell handed Zelos a lemon-lime soda. He had canned iced tea. They each found a beanbag and sank into it to watch the dust settle.
You know what this place reminds me of? Lena mused to no one in particular.
Those caves we were looking for Val in?
Gowrie submitted for her approval.
No, idiot!
She dashed his hopes of approval instantly. Look around! Purple drum set, beanbag chairs.
Zelos' practice room?
Joey tossed out carelessly.
Right!
Lena rewarded him with a smile and a wink.
It's a great deal darker, Zell noted. No kitchen or loft,
added Gowrie. Zell saw it his way, he knew. The carpeting's different because this came from a job Dad finished and had left over, Joey shrugged. Zelos said nothing, lost in his own memories for a moment.
Well, I gotta get home and take a shower. Do I get a ride or shall I walk?
Gowrie was about to offer to drive him and Zell back, but he didn't want to leave Lena and risk the likelihood of her leaving before he got back. Zell glanced up at him, enabling their mental telepathy.
Since you have the time, why don't you walk, Zelos? Gowrie, you stay here and entertain. I'll walk too. I could use the exercise anyway.
Zell finished his drink with one last swig, then stood up in time to catch both Gowrie and Zelos' eyes. Gowrie's said,
Thanks, man,
in silent gratitude.
Zelos has said, Huh? That's a long walk,
in silent disappointment. Then added aloud,
Sure, okay, well, see you later.
Zelos waved and carried his soda can upstairs to the kitchen garbage.
Oh, and Joey, you need to get a garbage can down there.
Joey turned on the CD player Zelos had left him, selected one of the discs he had encouraged him to practice with, then snapped the lid shut.
We'd better go upstairs, Gowrie suggested to Lena. It's gonna get real loud soon.
Yeah, sure, she agreed. She accepted his hand to pull her out of her soft pit chair, then hopped up the stairs two at a time.
Your other brother's home?
Nope, they're out buying soccer clothes with Mom. Then some other stuff.
So your place is empty for the time being?
Yeah.
His smile widened.
I'll get some stuff to eat, and we can listen to some music?
He asked in his low, gentle voice.
Great! I'll meet you there!
It's kind of a mess.
He was mentally grappling with the images of the rooms above the garage as he'd last remembered them. Satisfied that there wasn't anything that might gross Lena out, he added,
But that's nothing new.
Of course not, Lena laughed quietly. Like, my place is spotless. As long as there's a place to shove into, I'm fine. Oh, and make that water or milk to drink, okay? I'm tired of sweet stuff right now.
Uh-huh.
Gowrie nodded.
There's plenty of milk. Oh, and some leftover pie.
Yeah, bring that too. Gowrie scooped up the milk, glasses, pie box, chips, and forks, then transferred them to an empty carton, holding newspapers for recycling. He lugged the carton out to the garage and up the stairs to his room, where the strains of music could already be heard. Lena was dancing. Carefully, he set the carton of foodstuffs onto his bed. Join her? Watch her? He decided to join her bouncing around to the rhythm of the song. The dancing didn't last too long, though.
Whoa, it's getting hot in here.
Lena fell breathless onto the floor.
Yeah, with the shades open, it heats up pretty fast when the sun hits this side of the house.
Gowrie reached into the carton and removed first the milk, then the pie. He poured and passed, then handed Lena a fork.
Forgot plates, so we'll have to share, okay?
Sure, but you better be quick and keep your hand out of my spearing range.
She smiled crookedly. This is good pie. Who made it?
My sisters are learning. Tough, huh?
He grinned. Yeah, you gotta be the tester. Your mom's a good teacher. Think she could show me some stuff?
Yeah, when she gets home we can ask. Chips?
You are asking me? Lena chuckled. Barbecue? Weird. Chucky's choice, huh? See, I know your little brothers. Alfie's the ranch guy, and Joey's the...
health food. Yeah, he's into that now. I think he's met a girl and her brother from the Seafeed Believers. Like Philia, you know, at camp. They'll be going into his middle school this year, and I think he's doing it to be like them. He's at that stage, I guess. He's trying to be like everyone else.
Must be hard for you, him imitating Zelos so much, Lena said, testing the waters. She could tell that Gowrie had an undercurrent of disturbance going on, submerged beneath his outwardly placid appearance. It had been going on since the shower incident at the beach house, and intensified when Zelos was around. It had to have something to do with Zelos.
Huh? Oh, yeah, some.
Gowrie looked in askance, avoiding Lena's penetrating stare. She waited. She could wait him out. Lena wasn't especially good at bringing out her friend's deepest, darkest secrets. In fact, she mostly wished they'd keep them to themselves most of the time. But somehow, with Gowrie, she felt differently. His feelings might be in turmoil, but they were never dark and disturbing. She would wait and see what he had to say.
I mean, he's a friend and all, you know?
Gowrie painfully extracted from his throat. Zelos, you mean? Not your brother, Lena said. She would remain patient. Patient.
Yeah, it's just...
Gowrie sighed and started scraping the crumbs off the pie plate. Lena needed to get things moving along, so she inserted words of her own. He's got a penchant for trouble. He's a practical joker, and he professes his adoration of my person. Yeah? So what's new? Gowrie turned suddenly and met her eyes at last.
He's not the only one.
His voice was low and cautious, but he held her scorching crimson eyes with his cool blues. She blushed, broke the eye contact, and clenched her empty glass. I know that too. Then, looking back with a cute, impish expression, she added, You can be a lot of trouble too. His eyes widened. That's not what he meant.
You are the most beautiful girl ever, he blurted out.
Oh? Yeah, I am pretty cute, huh? She laughed nervously. Oh boy, Gowrie was looking pretty intense now.
To me, you are really special, too. There is no one else. I haven't gone out with anyone else, and I don't wanna. I don't expect nothing from you, Lena. I just wanted you to know. I mean, if you like him, lots, that's... Well, that's just something I can't deal with, though.
His anguished expression caught her off guard. What did he expect her to say to that? How did she feel about Zelos? Relationships weren't her strong point, but she knew that they were becoming increasingly more important to her friends. All her friends. Just not her. Or was that the truth anymore? She couldn't deny that she felt something for Zelos. Some reoccurring connection, but what? There was no ignoring his passion and perseverance. But then, how could she forget that life-altering event when Gowrie brought her back from the dead by the strength of his will alone? Well, that and a well-timed, meaningful kiss. There was no denying the fact that they too had a deep connection. And what about Zelgadis? There was no one she could test wits with better than him, was there? They could talk about anything. And their history. That counted for something, too. Gowrie understood now. Or thought he did. Lena's non-answer was as good as a yes. She did return Zelos' feelings after all. It wasn't all one-sided anymore. Just before he was swallowed up by his self-inflicted despair, Lena spoke. I'm not ready for a boyfriend, I guess. I need all kinds of friends now, and my feelings, well, I can't sort them out. But, Gowrie, you ought to know that that special bond of ours is unique, okay? She looked up at him with a smile and gave him a wink. Whew, what a relief. Gowrie's smile widened.
Yeah, Lena, we make a special team. Did he tell you he's got a date with... I forget her name.
Harris?
No, well, his teacher, Gowrie said. Can I talk you into something more to eat?
No, I gotta go home and do some chores. She shrugged her shoulders and hopped to her feet. So, Zell's got a date?
No, Zelos.
Him? Well, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Heh Zell. You know, maybe I'll take something with me. Come on, let's check out the fridge.